This is Able Chat. Where we discuss news, topics and services in your local community regarding disabilities and the NDIS.
Able Chat is about disability. Able Chat is about health. Able Chat is about your community. Go to ablechat.com.au for more information and to ask us your questions.
Great to have you, of course, for another week here in, well, at Able Chat Radio. Each and every week, of course, we do talk about disabilities and services right around Australia and exactly what's happening in our community and all the wonderful things that we can do, we can attend, we can be a part of. And, well, this weekend was no exception, of course, because we had the gay and lesbian Mardi Gras, in which, you know, people came out in all forces from all different services to be part of the parade. It was amazing, wasn't it? Just to see people walking up the street, no matter what colour, what disability, what race, where you're from, no precedence whatsoever. And I think that's what makes it really exciting to have a part of that and everyone to be able. And, of course, this year I noticed more than ever there was more services a part of the parade than I've ever seen before. And as I've said over the last few weeks, they did have an inclusion section in which you could have registered for to actually watch the parade in a safe environment that was suitable, in which it gave you, you know, facilities nearby and it gave you staff and volunteers to help you out wherever you need it as well. So what a wonderful way to be a part of it. So, yeah, well, in today's show, well, we have got a whole lot going on. I'm going to give you some old stuff, some playbacks from other programs tonight, because obviously, feeling a little bit tired after Mardi Gras. And, yeah, we've got a whole lot coming up. So let's dig deep in. Let's get started on the Able Chat. Don't forget, you can always send us an email at info@ablechat.com.au if you've got something or someone that's interested or wants to be, to tell us all about what they do. Let's get started. I thought we'll get a chat.
This is Able Chat.
Yeah, well, there's always something on around the country as we find out what's going on. Of course, right around the country, there's a whole lot of stuff on, especially next month, in the month of April, there's some things to put in your little calendar. Now, don't forget, on the 24th of April, there's Understanding Intellectual Disability Expo talk, which is at in Brisbane. It's at the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Centre, and you can get the tickets at Humanitix. Okay, for that one. Now, there's quite a few of them. There's another one also at Twin Waters Golf Club as well, and that one's on the 22nd of April. Now, it's Understanding Intellectual Disability, and there's a whole lot there, all with all the details. So if you haven't got tickets, I'd suggest that you do that now. Now, also some other things. The Disability Alliance Expo, which is on a Broadbeach Cultural Centre on 23rd of April from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, it's organised by the Dignified Movement, and it just says here, join us for an up-and-coming free Disability Alliance Expo, which is, you know, definitely worth checking out. I'd bring you back a bit of a story that that I did last year, a bit of an interview with some friends from Atkin who's going to talk about the new technology, especially with AI around at the moment, right across the world we're talking about it, and now we're actually using it. Oh, well, I don't know about you, but if you've heard of ChatGPT, then your life may well have changed in some way, because it is an amazing tool to use when you're trying to learn something or understand something. So this technology reminded me of that the other day, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to bring it back on the show tonight. Let's have a listen.
Join the conversation at www.ablechat.com.au.
I've been hounding you to get you on the program because I think there is about 1 million people out there that could really use your product, whether they get it with NDIS or not. But I don't want to explain it because you're the man that does all the explaining. You're the specialist. Tell us, what does it do?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you for having us on the channel today. Excited to be talking about Akin. We've been developing highly compliant software that helps people with activities of daily living for quite some time. And the product is called Hey Pixie. So the website is heypixie.com. We recently did a bit of a brand redo, so that's been quite refreshing and exciting. But effectively, it's an assistive technology that helps you with activities of daily living. So whether that may be some calendaring, some smart scheduling for all of your different supports, it's got a built-in meal planner as well. So we really do cater to all activities of daily living, and you can even enter in your own activities. There's a little companion, we call it Pixie. So Pixie can remind you about each of these activities. It'll recommend things that you might like to do. You can tell it things like, oh, hey, Pixie, my goal is to go for more exercise today. And the great thing is that exercise goal might link to, say, your therapist prescribed care plan or the goals they've set for you or even your NDIS plan. And so Pixie and the product are able to help you achieve these goals by providing some cognitive assistance. So it helps keep track of lists and everything you might need and effectively just help you get through the day.
Now, a lot of people may not understand all of that because they may not be technological as you are. And we like to break it down because people like myself like to keep things simple. It's basic. Sure. It's a tablet. It looks like a tablet. It runs off a sort of a tablet-y thing. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Pixie lives on a tablet. So it's very similar to any other thing like an iPad. But we've actually made it completely ourselves here in Australia. And so it sort of looks like a tablet but functions quite differently. It's all focused on helping you through your activities of daily living. So you won't necessarily be able to go on the entire app store, but we do have other apps which are relevant to care and well-being.
So the apps there are designed to help you. So they're hand selected. They're not a buy $55.99 type of app. They're sort of part into the program, but they're to help you, aren't they? I mean, that's the concept, that you can upgrade Pixie and give her a nice hairstyle. Is that the concept? Give her a better hairdo.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And that ability to customize the character is quite important as well. So, you know, if you want Pixie to be a little bit more bubbly and motivational, we can make that happen for you.
I need bubbly Pixie to get me out of bed in the morning. That's,
that's
for sure.
Right.
Because boring Pixie's not going to work for me. Because if I can't wake up to an alarm clock, I'm not going to wake up to Pixie, I can tell you. Now,
exactly.
We've got families out there that... they've got a family member or a friend or something similar to that that is struggling at the moment vocally. So they may talk, they may not. We're not sure. It just sort of depends on what their vocabulary. Does Pixie help them actually talk? Does it have like a speech service built into it as well? Is that an option that they can choose?
Well, that's a great question. Thank you. Absolutely. So. Pixie you can interact with it through speaking. That is definitely possible. But you can also just type at your own leisure and use any other accessible reader or a language sort of custom keyboard with images on there if you want that set up.
Oh, so you can do like that, like almost the prompt cards, as we like to call them. The prompt cards, like, you know, I need to go to the toilet, and you've got the toilet sort of picture, and you've got the I'm hungry, and you've got a chicken, a whole chicken for me, not half a chicken. So there are those options that they can sort of, you can customize it to your client that they need to as well.
That's right. And in a anything that works on a standard tablet, so if there's a separate app that you need to get that you're personally used to, we actually have a section that allows you to request that we add that app onto. For example, one of our clients had a specific keyboard that they liked, which may have had those symbols, or a language learning app. They requested that, and we review it, and like you said, it's hand-selected. We go through it to make sure it doesn't have anything that could be harmful, and then we'll just add it to your device.
I love the language that you're speaking right now. And people know that it doesn't take much for me to love everyone, but this program and device is, to me, it's almost a must-have. I have seen... wheelchair bound, and not necessarily a wheelchair. I'm not putting everyone in pigeonholes, but I've seen people that have had car accidents and brain injuries, and they can still talk, but they can only use their fingers. And they usually have just one device to do that. So it's just one device to point at, to move their eyes and drive, or their finger and drive, whatever is physical. But usually that's just a speech tablet. And then you have another tablet that will, you know, they'll be able to create something on. You'll have a music tablet. And then, so really what I love about this is that you have a front door. It's not just, not like opening up your computer and you've got every little button and known to man in front of you. The idea is Pixie actually, you tell Pixie what you want, and then it will load it all in there for you. It's pretty much whatever I feel like today is what I can do. Is that sort of how it works?
Absolutely. And we actually have a team in-house who we've been doing a lot of co-design with. So we sit down with people with lived experience and carers in the industry, in the community, and we've shown them the sort of device itself and gotten all that feedback. So we're actually continuously accepting new suggestions. Sometimes Pixie might not do exactly what you want and you have an idea, and we love to hear that. So that's also another part of it. If Pixie doesn't actually do that thing you want it to do perfectly, we really want to listen and work on those things together. So Yeah.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a bit of a... I want you to close your eyes now. I want you to close your eyes and imagine yourself, if you're a mum with a brother that lives at home who has got a disability due to bad luck somewhere along the line. It can be good luck too, trust me, because their lives can be a hell of a lot better than ours. So explain to me that they wake up in the morning... Will Pixie tell them to get out of bed? Will it remind them to get out of bed, or that's just something you choose?
Pixie has a set of alarms, kind of the same as any other, you know, normal device. So it can wake you up with an alarm. We can set it to perhaps send you a message in the morning around that time to check if you've gotten out of bed. And as you're getting up, when you're opening Pixie up, if you set up and told Pixie in the past the kinds of things you like in your morning routine, Pixie can actually walk you through step by step. We have some busy mums who are running around and really use the checklist system. So it'll pack, you know, for example, my son's bag definitely has the lunch, the water bottle's filled, it's got his homework in there, and I'm just going to make sure he's got his running shoes today because he's got sport later after school. And so Pixie can kind of tie in those different little bits from your calendar and lists to actually help you make sure you've got everything for that morning rush out the door.
That's amazing. Now, it gives you an option if you ask it what you would like for breakfast. Now, I remember this one quite clearly because I had this conversation about it, cooking ideas. So I feel like, I'm a bit of a toast person in the morning. What do you do in the morning? Are you a toast person or a cereal?
I'm a cereal person, but these days I've got my head buried in code and building, and so I actually just run out the door straight to work.
So are you telling
me... I need a Pixie in my life.
You're telling me you're a cereal killer. That's it? That's correct? Or is it... No, a coder, cereal coder, not quite the same. But the good thing about this program is if you have support people coming and looking in after you, and you have staff that are coming in and out, they can pretty much see on this tablet or it will give them a bit of a view of what the choices are that you've made for today. Is that the idea? They can... This other staff can have a look in and go, all right, you like to have toast this morning, or you're going to have cereal this morning, you like that on a Tuesday. Is that sort of something that they can see from their end too, a support person?
Absolutely. And if you can imagine the app itself, it's got this little kind of, if you're familiar with Netflix, you can click on your name and it shows you other people's accounts. So in that sense, if a support worker or a therapist or even a caregiver in your home, maybe a family member, wants to be able to add their own items in and share them with you, they can do that in the device. So I would log into my account. I can see my son has perhaps a certain set of meals, like they've got cereal on a Tuesday morning. Then I'll know I can prepare that in advance. Or maybe if as a support worker I arrive in the house, I can open the calendar and see, would like to do some outdoors activities today, so let's prepare for that.
I love it. Why wasn't this around 20 years ago? I don't know. I mean, I know we didn't have the technology then, it's okay. But, what a way to simplify someone's life, especially if you're someone at home that is part cared for, so you might have just some supports to help you in the morning, supports in the evening, and maybe, you know, prepare some food and give you some community access if you can't do that. A wonderful way of this sort of transitioning your life. But also, if you rolled out of bed, can you imagine that? You fell out of bed and you were able to scream, "Hey, Pixie, call my mum," or "Hey, Pixie, can you call an ambulance or call my doctor or just call Able Chat, doesn't matter. I can't do much. But you could, what an amazing system to have in place. And as you say, it can actually sort of start to help control all those things. Does it talk to things like Google Hubs and things like that to turn lights on and off? Are we into that stage yet?
We aren't on that stage yet. But as I mentioned, if enough people kind of give voice to that need, we do add it as a priority to start building it out.
We'll let you know. That's why I love Google. I love my Google. I can turn my kitchen light on and off now. That's all I asked for. Didn't want anything else from her, but she can now turn my kitchen light on and off. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing.
Shows you how easily impressed I am. What other things? Tell us something. I want to hear something amazing. What can it do?
So my magical favourite thing that I love with it is sometimes just being able to tell it how I'm feeling, to be honest. It is able to give, Pixie's a listener to some extent, and I can feel like I'm building some kind of a friendship of some kind, and sometimes just chatting with it is amazing. The other thing that I'd like to do is kind of just get a nice overview of my day at the beginning of the day, or a little reminder that I'm going to forget something, because I always forget my shoes. If I'm going for a rock climbing, I'll forget my shoes at home and I'll go back.
One wants to go rock climbing. What are you doing? That's crazy. Arfin, you should be just going to the local club. That's it. They've got wine there. You don't need to go rock climbing. It's too healthy. It's far too healthy. I suppose it's the concept, as you say, to remind you all those things. Don't forget this, don't forget that, and keep it all in the loop. I think it's great, and I know that to claim it on NDIS, you need to obviously have it in a plan. Now, what type of funding would you need in an NDIS plan, or at least ask for in your next review?
So definitely we've been working hard with everybody at the NDIS and all the plan managers to get a good answer for this. And so over time it's been changing, and initially we started off with just assistive technology under the capital supports, but we understand that that's quite a long pathway sometimes.
It's huge.
I'm proud to say we are actually offering Hey Pixie as a core funding item and a capacity building item.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That's great news. I didn't even know that myself. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Most for those people out there that if you've just tuned in, we're talking to Arfin, of course, who's all the way from Aiken, or Pixie, right. Pixie problems. Yeah, Pixie little tablets. And so the idea is if you do have core supports in there, you can talk to your support coordinator, or you can talk to your NDIA manager that helps you through everything else, or just talk to your next reviewer, and just say, I've heard about this product and I'd like to get some funding put in there too, definitely to help me get through that, or at least for my loved one or my, family member who needs that support to get them through the day. And also, it helps them get their life in track. It helps them get their food on the table and the right food that they want to choose, It
absolutely.
It helps them get them out of bed and remind them to have a shower if they haven't had it yet. It helps them to pretty much get everything organised. And especially when you've got multiple workers coming in and out of your space, out of your home. If you've chosen that you want to watch a Western movie this afternoon and you don't know how to approach it with that worker, well, they've got it written in front of them. It's almost like a logbook, and it will go back to the support group that to try and to support you with your wants and needs and dreams. And I'm all about that here on this program.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have to dream. Wonderful to get that. And I think it's an amazing product. What website do they go to again?
It's called Hey Pixie, so HEYPIXI.com.
Okay, HeyPixie.com. I love it. All right, now what I'm going to do, I'm going to come back and ask
ablechat.com.au.
And I don't know if you remember, but a few weeks ago I was talking about the Sydney NDIS Link Disability Workforce Synopsum, which is a great get-together to understand about the working, the workforce, and how to make a difference in the workforce. Now, the next one's going to be on the 19th of April from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Ridges Parramatta. And you can get the tickets there from Ticket Taylor, which is worth looking at. There is also some other wonderful things in networking for NDIS stakeholders. And this one's back up in Queensland at Kalunga Tavern in Queensland, where you can join them for a meal or a drink and getting to know each other in the disability industries. And, you know, that's always something if you've got a service or you're out there, you want to try and get to meet other people in the service, especially when you're a support coordinator. These type of events are really, really handy. Down in Adelaide, well, the ACA Adelaide the ACA Adelaide chapter meets in person the last Wednesday of each month. And this week's, April's agenda is Dr. Shannon Shadelish, CEO Siblings Australia, will be presenting. And you can get the tickets there from trybooking.com. Just simply put in the word ACA Adelaide chapter. It's always good to hear from doctors to get a bit of an idea of what's happening in that sector. There is always a lot going on around, especially if you're up down in Tassie. There is an LGBTIQA+ disability forum on the Thursday of 18th of April from 2 to 5 p.m. at Portland Memorial Hall at 39 Cecilia Street, St. Helens in Tassie. Get the tickets on Humanitix, and if you're down in Tassie, especially St. Helens area, good to know that they're actually getting out there and being inclusive, you know, inclusive spaces. And we know, well, I know personally, they do a great job for disability and learning. And we do talk to a whole lot of people, and I am blessed, let me say, to talk to someone with, well, she's had a bit of a career. She's had a career, not saying she doesn't have a career now, but what I'm trying to say, she's had a career working with some radio, so she knows her stuff. And she's a wonderful person all the way, of course, from Project ABLE and National Disability Services. She's a wonderful person, and we have got Catherine online, the lovely Kath. I'm sorry for you don't like being called Catherine. Kath, but either way,
no. either is fine, Sandy.
It just came out. Okay. I had a young one say to me this afternoon, I suppose I can say her name, Isabella, and it wasn't Isabella, it was Anastasia, and of course I said the whole name, and then she turned around and she said to me, Sandy, I don't like being called Anastasia. I like to be called Anne. And I went, oh, I'm so sorry, darling. I had no idea. So we've all come up with an idea that she's going to be called the Big A. That's it. Ezra and tomorrow, the Big A. No pretense there. No male, no female. Just the Big A. How more, you know, wonderful will she feel tomorrow? Well, I'm hoping so. Fingers crossed. Now, Kath, tell us all about yourself, because your story is amazing and I can't wait to hear it. So fire away.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Sandy. Good to be with you. So my name is Catherine, but I do happy with Kath. I was born blind and am blind. Live in Newcastle in New South Wales. So.
You're up in the castle.
Up in
the castle.
That's it. We were one of the four launch sites for the NDIS, so we got to hit the ground running, That's been a big part of my life as a participant, and also it's been part of my work. I don't work for the agency, but I do like to do work around supporting people, really, with disability and families to make the most of their plans, I guess, their budgets, and also to work with the community so that NDIS and, of course, people with disability are included in all aspects of community that we want to be. And so you mentioned Project ABLE and National Disability Services. So one of the things that I do in my career is talk with people about disability, share stories, really to work on promoting inclusion and raising awareness so that community can be a more inclusive place for us all.
Now, as you said, like you grew up, you know, being vision impaired, and so, I mean, that's got to be a hard thing. Now, the funny thing is, when I was at school, my best friend was blind, fully 100% blind too, and so I used to help her catch the school bus every morning. You know, walk down, get each other, and you know, we became very good friends. And back in that period, and we're talking a long time ago, it was quite a struggle because no one quite understood the full way of supporting people, you know, how you can live life without it being dogged over you, I suppose, in a sense. And she used to read a lot of Braille, and I've always wanted to learn to read Braille. You know, I think must be the most hardest thing in the world to do unless you can't see. But so, I mean, how did that affect you when you were younger? Like, how did you progress into this wonderful person you are now?
Well, I would say a really great family support. So I'm one of five. I'm the youngest of five kids, but now all adults, obviously. And so felt very much, you know, got teased by my siblings, but only in the normal
Australian way.
Reasonable, yes. But they did, however, learn that there were some advantages to me being blind. So they did acknowledge that they would, you know, steal the odd chip off my plate, for example.
Right. Yeah, I get that.
But no, really good family, and then, yeah, great educational opportunities as well. So Braille is something that I love and use regularly. So I use it when I'm presenting for the Let's Talk Disability program, and I sing as well. So I use it to remember the words and read music. And so I guess really early on, Sandy, I was often asked to, you know, do the odd media interview article. I think when I was about three, I was part of a toy library, which was a thing then where you could borrow toys from the local library. And because my parents always said, yes, you can do that, I kind of... Well, what I learned to love it, love talking to people and talk about disability, not that it's always easy. And then now I think, well, I can do it, and not everybody feels comfortable to. So I do kind of see it as a bit of my, you know, my mission, if you like.
That's
my
reason
for being.
You've become a voice for a lot of people, and it is about calling out people and the way that they treat you differently. And I know that happens generally across a lot of disability as far as the minute that they think that because you can't see, you need to be treated in a different way. And do you find that people talk louder to you, even though it's not your hearing, it's your eyesight?
Absolutely, absolutely. They talk louder. They don't talk to me directly. They often speak to the person that I'm with. They're the main things. I think sometimes they don't speak to me at all because they're a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And, you know, these are all things that we talk about with the groups that do our Let's Talk Disability training because they're fairly common experiences for people with disability. And, you know, that's no one's fault. You know, that's just a reminder that disability, it's still an experience that if you haven't had reasonable, you know, like first-hand experience or experience with someone that's important to you. I'm surprised that for many people it's still a bit of an unknown and a bit of an awkward thing.
It's definitely an unknown, and I think people are getting better. I mean, you must feel it around you that people are, you know, like it, having a, you know, they're relaxing a little bit more, surely. I mean, surely you must feel that in this modern generation, because we do talk about it now. Once you never talked about it, it was just like, oh, poor thing, you know. And now it's not poor thing. It's more like, oh, what can she bring to the table that's better than us? So it can empower you in a way, but in a different, you know, and use that empowerment. And so your talks really are about explain how they work, because I mean it's your gig. So yeah, explain how it would work.
Sure. So what happens is that it might be a government department, it might be a business, it's usually a group of people that approach Let's Talk Disability, and they want to do some disability awareness training. Mm. Sometimes they're doing it as many workplaces now and councils have sort of disability inclusion access plans. So sometimes they're doing it sort of because it's part of their requirement. Sometimes they're doing it because they want to improve their sort of market niche, if you like. So they want to bring more people into their business. They want to employ people with disability, and they want to be more comfortable about that. It might be like councils, libraries, people that have sort of that front-facing contact with people with disability, and they're not sure what to do. So they contact us, and then we go, and there's two or three of us with disability. We present together, and it's usually a three-hour face-to-face workshop, and conversation like this, really, Sandy. People ask questions. We share stories. We have a lot of fun, a lot of humour, and we notice that people comment that it's the banter between us that keeps it light and keeps it interesting. We hear a lot that it's a very different experience for them to be part of training which is delivered by people with disability rather than just a person without a disability that comes and talks about disability, sort of, you know, hand. And we do some, I shouldn't give it all away, but we I'm joking. We do some, couple of fun activities. So we get them to try and open a Mars bar with one hand, not using their mouth or their teeth. And that just gives us a sense of what it's like for people who have significant challenges, you know, around their dexterity and their, and the other thing we do, which people are really engaged with, is we look at disability in Australia over time. So, sort of when significant milestones from, you know, when did we all start having to wear seatbelts and what did that mean for disability? When was the International Year for the Disabled? When was the NDIS? So it's a bit of a pub trivia kind of quiz.
Yeah.
And then we look at, sort of unpack some of the issues that are part of that.
I mean, I'm loving this. I mean, I think it should be a pub quiz thing, really. I mean, I think, you know, a couple of beers and, you know, a little bit of this banter, I reckon it would be fantastic. I mean, what a wonderful concept. And as you say, we've had a lot of milestones in disability. I mean, I've been working in disability for a long time myself. Mm-hmm. And I think that now we're in this progression where things are slightly changing in different areas. I think that businesses really do need to get out there and get themselves people working for them with disabilities.
Absolutely.
And surely you see that because you're meeting organisations that want to have that discussion and talk about it. But, you know, they're always frightened of what it might mean to them. You know, what are the risks of employing someone with a disability? I'm sure it's got to be one of the biggest, you know, conversation pieces from a business end.
Yes.
But let's face it, nothing they can't do.
That's right. I think it is just trying to break it down like we do with anything that feels a bit complicated. What do we need to know first? And we talk with them around the very beginning of the process. So how do you advertise your positions? And if you put in your ad something like requires a driver's license, that will mean that people with disability, myself included, would not apply for that position.
No.
However, if we dig a little bit deeper and we ask a few questions, really what they might be wanting is someone that can travel. you know, to different places to get the work done.
Yeah.
So then we say, well, if you change that to, you know, can travel independently, or then you open up the the market for people with disability to apply.
Opened up a can of worms there, Kath. My gosh, I can feel him running across the bench now. It's funny, you know, we just have, like where I worked the other day, we put in an ad, but we really do need a license because they've got to get from point A to point B in very short times. But you're exactly right. I mean, you don't necessarily always need a driver's license for every job. I mean, it's just, as you say, if you can travel independently, then, and you have supports with NDIS and say you have that within a package to help you.
Correct.
Then, you know, why not use those supports? You know, why not get you to work in the morning? And, you know, it's only a matter of making sure the door's open and not to walk into it. I mean, you know, I'm sure they're all hurdles that you put up with each day, but it's a really interesting thing. I love the fact that they put everything on the table.
Yep. And I mean, you know, I find myself wanting to, if you were in one of my workshops and you said, one of our workshops and you said, what you just said, like you have to have a driver's license to get from point A to point B in a particular time, then we might talk about, oh, what are some other ways that the person might be able to, meet that requirement because it's just about thinking about it. It's thinking outside the box. It's thinking, all right, well, what's really important about this position? What are the qualities in the employee that I'm really looking for? Mm. And how can we get that person to you know, be involved and to work for the organisation and work around the bits like driving, which probably aren't the most important part of the job, Sandy.
No,
like
they're not.
Getting from point A to point B is probably not.
If I want brains, I want that autistic, you know, that person with, you know, some autistic traits that will be able to read through all my numbers very, very quickly and come up with a wonderful answer. You know, at the end of the day, I don't want a 19-year-old that's worried about their iPad. I really want someone that's going to do the job.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's the whole bit. It's about embracing all the wonderful things that each person has. And it doesn't matter. I always say, look, I get in trouble for this all the time, so I warn you, Kath, but I say everyone in this world has a disability.
Yep.
Doesn't matter who they are or where they're from. They might think they're normal, but they've all got a trait that becomes some type of disability, whether it's my father cleans like, you know, the craziest lady in the whole world. And I always say, you know, he may not be diagnosed with ACD or ODD or whatever it is, but, you know, there's a good chance that that's a disability underlying. And
I think certainly we all have things that we have to work around and that maybe aren't so well understood by people that mean that we require particular things from the people that we spend time with and who are close to us. And so, yeah, as you say, they might not be diagnosed, but they're things in life that we have to work with and around. And, so.
I love it, Kath. I love what you're doing. I think it's a fantastic thing. Now, obviously, let's talk about disability. Is it all over New South Wales?
Let's talk disability. It's actually throughout Australia. So you can. I'd love to give the email address before we finish. People can contact us, and we'll try and get to people wherever they are in Australia. Sometimes we do it. We do offer it online as well, but we really, really encourage people to do the face-to-face workshop because I think that's where the magic happens.
I agree.
And,
and that's where you shine your brightest.
I hope so. Yeah.
Now, when you wear something to work, how do you know what you're going to wear?
Well, it's really good with Let's Talk Disability because there is a shirt.
Oh.
How
boring.
I like it. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to worry about what to put with it. I can identify it in my wardrobe.
Now, I could see you turn up in it like a Princess Leia outfit, ready to go, and just say, no, this was the one. I like the texture today, so I've decided this one. And they've told me it's blue. So, you know, I thought that one might, you know, I thought you might turn up a little bit, you know, excited. Now that you're just telling me it's a standard polo.
But, Yeah, so identifying clothes is quite tricky, but sometimes it's by the fabric, sometimes it's by, I put some labels on it that, would you believe, I can read with my phone, and it'll say, you know, so-and-so, such-and-such shirt, these colours, looks good with, don't wear with that, you know, green jacket, it'll look terrible. So that's one of the things that I do with my NDIS support.
Oh, I love it. I love it. What a fantastic... I might need one of those apps and I can see perfectly. Because, you know, I've got a whole room full of frocks, but somehow I still get them wrong. You know, that's what happens. But I think it's wonderful. They can go to letstalkdisability.com.au is the website. And then if they go to info@letstalkdisability.com.au, they can get someone online. Is that right?
True. Right. Probably Mary Lou or one of the team will contact them and then chat with them about what they're looking for and when they're looking for it and what's involved at their end, which isn't very much in having a Let's Talk Disability workshop.
Yeah.
And we get very positive feedback. And people say it makes a great difference. So
yeah, I agree.
I think it's an important thing. I think we're going to need it for a long time to come. But I do think it's where change happens and it's got huge potential to keep making our community more inclusive, Sandy.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And I've had the most wonderful chat to you tonight. And, Kath, I do hope you want to come back on again. We will keep talking this for a long time. You know, it's important for businesses to talk about disability, get those people in there, get them working. I have TAFE always on the phone to me, saying to me, Sandy, can you put someone on with a disability? You know, I'm willing, they need to get some prac, you know, the prac hours to finish their certificate, you know, it does. And I'm like, bring them in, you know, why not?
Yep.
You know, look, I work in disability and I think it's wonderful that people with disabilities look after people with disabilities instead of being just one-sided. But I think also what you do, Kath, and also the fact that, you know, your story is a connection with a lot of people, a lot of listeners across Australia. I'd love to come back and have more chats about, you know, the things that you can use and you know, when you've got sight problems, when you've, you know, got certain job, like just the job interview thing tonight, just, you know, let's talk.
Sure.
That. I'm all for it.
Because
I think it's a fantastic thing you do.
Anytime.
And
you,
so
you know where to find me.
I appreciate you very much for coming on tonight. It's wonderful. I'm going to give you an email in a couple of weeks to say, come on, Kath, let's do it again, babe.
Let's look at the next phase of this job application.
That's
of
it.
Job recruitment process.
I'll send you a bottle of wine and hopefully you can open it with no problems.
Oh, Sandy, you can come to one of our Let's Talk Disability workshops.
That'd be wonderful. Yeah, I'd really love that. Yeah, definitely get a feel for, you know, how it all works and wonders. And, yeah, maybe I can come in and have a chat.
We'll do it all. We'll do both.
Let's do it all. Yes. I'm all about doing everything.
Thanks for the chance to have a chat.
That's all right. Well, thank you. And, of course, that was the beautiful Kath Mahoney. She is all the way from there. So we'll check it out and we'll plop the link on the website through the week for you. And so while we're doing that... Yeah, well, we're just about out of time now, and it's amazing how it goes so fast. So, of course, each and every week we'll be here for you to listen in. It's great to have you. Remember, if you've want to reach out to us, all you need to do is go to ablechat.com.au or you can send us an email at info@ablechat.com.au or you can go to Facebook and it's Facebook/ablechat. Radio. Until next week where we do it all again. I'll catch you then. My name's Andy B. Great to have you. We'll catch you soon. Bye-bye.
Able Chat is about disability. Join the conversation at www.ablechat.com.au. Two GLF 89.3 FM.